Welcome, everybody. I'm Mike here with Melaresi from Walking Terra Christa. This is our full moon call for July. And it's going to bring in a lot of powerful energies. We connected yesterday with Black Elk. So we're going to have his energies here on the call as well. And we're going to start off by bringing Unified Whole. 000144000. Unified Whole online, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. Just feel yourself going up a ladder, escalator, elevator, stairway. This is raising your vibration. So the more you can picture it, the more it will take effect. 100. 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. That's where we arrive at the dimension of oneness. The 144th dimension of reality actually incorporates all dimensions and all frequencies. Just take a deep breath, acclimate yourself to that energy. And while we are here, we call upon the three M's, known as Lord Melchizedek, Lord Metatron, and the Mahatma, to bring us the clearing energy of the platinum net. So as you breathe in, this is a fine weave of platinum. Bring it in through your crown, all the way down to your feet, and then onto the Earth Star. It will come around you and through you, and it removes any lower frequency energies that can be whisked away as the net is pulled back by those spiritual masters and energies. And then we call upon Saint Germain with the violet flame, infused with the higher frequencies of the cosmic, of the purple. This also comes in through your crown, all the way down to your feet, to the soul star. To the Earth Star, and then all the way back up again to the Soul Star, acting to transmute and transform anything else that is within your four-body system of the mental, emotional, physical, and etheric, as it becomes one body of light with the work we are doing with the Merkaba body. And then call upon the pink flame from Paul the Venetian, to fill in any areas that have been removed or transformed with love and compassion, the light of active intelligence. You can also call upon Archangel Shamuel. And then we call upon Archangel Michael for the blue flame, the ring passed knot, through us and around us, encasing us totally. And then the golden flame of Lord Buddha, the Christ consciousness, from our soul star to our earth star, spinning around us, activating fully that Merkaba body of light with the golden light. And we ask that the spiritual hierarchy place spiritual mirrors on the outside walls of this pyramid-like structure so that anything that tries to enter is reflected back to source, instead of doing any discordant harmonies, energies to us or to anyone else. We also ask this for the group as we are together on this call. So here is Melaresi to bring in some more energies.
Okay, let's take a deep breath. Before I do that, let's discuss a little bit about why Black Elk is working with us. Mike, you want to do this?
So Black Elk is from the Lakota. He was, you might have heard of one of his books, Black Elk Speaks, which had a lot of information on his visions and his pathway. He had a vision that he was taken to the center of the earth and to the central mountain of the world. Joseph Campbell talks about this as the axis mundi, the central point, the pole around which all revolves, the point where stillness and movement come together. So if he was at that point, Black Elk was residing at the axis of the six sacred directions. And Joseph Campbell viewed Black Elk's statement as a key to understanding the junction between myth and symbols. Black Elk talks about it this way. And while I stood there, I saw more than I can tell and understand more than I saw. For I was seeing in a sacred manner the shapes of all things in the spirit and the shape of all shapes, as they must live together like one being. And I saw that the sacred hoop of my people was one of many hoops that made one circle, wide as daylight and as starlight. And in the center grew one mighty flowering tree to shelter all the children of one another and one father. And I saw that it was holy.
Black Elk has just recently come to us. In fact, in the last 24 hours, we were gifted with an eagle feather on our land, and when we picked it up, we felt his energies immediately. So he represents oneness. He was a true native, but he also walked into the world of Catholicism, and he taught that also. So he knew both worlds, and so it is a great gift for him to come to us, as he represents the bridge between both. So we welcome him. The other couple other elements I'm going to talk about. Previously, for years, I had always connected with the Sun Bear tribe. I just want to give some background information of what this means. The Sun Bear tribe, is, those of you that don't know, is a rainbow tribe of Sun Bear who had a vision. And the vision was to bring all peoples together, understanding the native ways. So the history and the characteristics that are brought forth from these teachings are guided through his vision. They are not specific of any other tribes that lived upon the earth. So we are in the second moon of the Shanodis, which is the spirit keeper of the south, and it's called the ripe berries moon. There's always a stone, which is garnet and iron. The plant is raspberry, and the animal totem is sturgeon. What this represents is the iron teaches us in this position about our strength, and garnet shows us our hearts is the source of that strength. From the raspberry, we learn about the sweetness and the thorns that we can project, to protect this part of ourselves from other people. Also, sturgeon shows us the depth and our need to teach. So the ripe berries moon teaches us how to work from the heart center, how to demonstrate affection, how to face fears, and how to develop leadership abilities. This moon helps us develop courage and power, but we also need to guard against impulsiveness, arrogance, and a tendency to dominate any scenario. This also goes in alignment with the moon of this month, as it is in Leo with Aquarius. Leo represents the independence, but Aquarius represents independence for the greater whole. So we are stepping into our own inner self through this moon to learn what we need to share with others and what we need to keep to ourselves. This moon is also representing the emotions of the feminine divine. So again, we are guided to go deeper into our heart center and allow the union of our masculine and feminine divine to come into wholeness. So this is can be a very emotional time, And this energy will occur for the next 3 days. It started today at 11:16 a.m. Pacific, 18:16 Universal, and 2:16 for Eastern. So we're right in the crux of those energies right now. So I wanted to share that before we really get started with the energies, because I didn't want to interrupt that frequency from coming in. So let's all take a deep breath. So put your intentions out. As we know, the full moon is about releasing. It's about getting rid of elements that we no longer need. So also reflect upon any emotions or changes that have happened to you with this month that truly need to be released. And allow this ceremony to help you with that. Take a deep breath as we feel the frequencies of a light from the 144th dimension come down through our Antahkarana bridge, which is the rainbow bridge between our monad and our soul, into our soul star. And the soul star spins in a clockwise manner. We're going to bring in the frequencies of light from the higher realms into the physical realm, bridging the gap, feeling the energy through all your chakras, starting at the crown, into the third eye, the throat, the thymus, the heart, solar plexus, sacral, and root, and then spinning the energies down into the earth star, 6 inches below your feet. Allow that energy to expand into your physical body through the shoulder joints, the side meridians, the hips, the knees, the ankles, and the feet. Now encasing this energy within and around you, just expanding that energy as we connect with the etheric body, the emotional body, and the mental body as one body of light. Just intend with your mind's eye to spin that soul star and earth star. As all the chakras spin clockwise, the outer field of the body spins counterclockwise, and that results within each of the earth star and the soul star to ignite that energy. This is also how we teleport ourselves and travel. We're going to travel to the Clarion Temple of Oneness on the multi-universal level. Just feel yourself exiting out of the body. Surrender into that feeling. Going deeper. Connecting with your higher self and your I Am Presence and your Master Guides to assist you in the process. As we move out of the Earth Plane energies, we go into the solar level of the 10th dimension, and then moving up into the galactic level of the 11th. Then we move into the multi-universal level through the 20th, the 24th, and then into the multi-universal level. Feeling ourselves just spinning and circling, and we're magnetized to a certain area that represents the Clarion Temple. And then we just find ourselves just walking through this field of flowers. We see this beautiful rainbow bridge that's going to take us across into where the temple resides. The temple is a bluish, silverish type of building. We follow the garden pathway. You may hear beautiful sounds of angels or birds, elementals. As now we see the temple, and there are about half a dozen steps to go to the top. And we're met by Archangel Michael's warriors and Yamtias, who is our guide for this temple. He was one of the first souls to come to this temple. So he's going to escort us down into the temple. The temple is a circular amphitheater. There are many levels of souls here. There's also an observation booth where souls can come that would like to heal, but they're not quite sure if they want to enter the temple walls. As we step all the way down to the ground floor, the first floor, you find your seat. We'd also like to invite any souls from ones that have just passed over that need healing. So if you know of anybody, just call out their name. Or any other souls that you know within body that really need a lot of healing right now, because their higher selves will receive this energy. Take a deep breath. And this is a little bit different. When we come into the temple, we usually have the angels and Divine Mother and Father God. This evening, they will give a message, but they're not giving it right immediately. So let's just take a breath and feel the unity and the oneness of coming into the circle of light. You will see in the middle of the staging area, there are many elders. We call upon all the elders of all tribal nations around the world to join us for this ceremony. In the middle of the stage, there is a beautiful flame, like it would be a fire. It's an etheric fire, but it has many flames of colors, rainbow colors, red, green, yellow, orange, whites, higher colors, all different kinds of frequencies. This flame represents the oneness that we are. As we come together from different thought forms, from different concepts, we all participate in creating the wholeness by each of us individually. Allow these flames to really represent to each of you what it is that you need assistance with. We call upon the golden flame of love and wisdom, the deep blue flame of will and power, the pink flame of love and creative activation, the ruby golden flame of inner devotion, the violet and the purple flame of transmutation and magic, the crystalline flame of harmony and balance, and the white mixed with green and gold of the science and scientific essence of God. And the higher flames that represent our higher self, seafoam green, bridge from the old world to the new world, and pink orange, the gold of the Christ consciousness, the pearlescent, a balancing the masculine and the feminine divine. all these flames represent something separate, but together they represent the totality of all that we are. We're going to start this evening by bringing in the native energies. As spirit wants us to connect with the medicine wheel and what that medicine wheel may mean for each of us individually, so that we can bring those aspects into wholeness. So what we're going to do is just feel the flames in the middle. Natives always use the fire for ceremonies, for purging, for renewal. As we bring in the different energies of the medicine wheel, we ask each of you to just reflect on what it is you need at this time and what it is that you need to purge.
Greetings, brothers and sisters. We are honored to be here with you in these moments where you take time to celebrate the energies of your planetary life. This is a time for deep gratitude, and it is a time for deep transition. We come to you as the Native elders, tribal leaders, shaman, and visionaries who have walked your lands and still walk with you and beyond you. We come also from the Star Nations. Tonight we want to express to you that while you seem to be facing so many hardships and struggles, that these perceptions would be very different if you were connected more with your earth, with the change of the seasons, with the daily changes from night to day, as you were connected as one. We often speak to you of how that connection was the one lifeline of the peoples and of the indigenous tribes that have gone before you and are still amongst you. The modern ways of your lifestyle disconnect you from these energies, and these energies are the gateway to your fully developing your own self, becoming aware of a fuller knowledge of who you are and what you are. It is hard to not think of yourself as insignificant, as not having great power, and as not possessing the qualities that bring you into oneness with all things. It is that connection that enables you to have strength that enables you to have hope, that enables you to see beyond your current horizons into a wider perception of your world. So we ask of you, use this ceremony that is being conducted in your honor by all of us who have gone before and who exist in the realms beyond your imagination. Take time out of your day to appreciate that you are more than you think you are. It is no longer just romantic, elegant words that we bring to you. It is an essential component of your pathway to continue to bring in the energies and the frequencies of the higher vibrations so that you may once again walk in the oneness. How can it not be that you must shed your illusions? We want each of you to connect with that space and time that Black Elk spoke of so many years ago. It is eternal, and it is there for you. Do not think that you do not have the power to do so. If you take the time to connect with the mother, to connect with the father, the grandfather, and the grandmother, and all the ancestors, here in this energy of the unified whole and the oneness, then we will be there to assist you. And as you do this, you will find that there are many things that you thought you understood fully that you now understand so much more. Step into that void. Step into that union of the oneness, and it is sacred. This is our wish and our prayer and our blessing. We bring these energies to you. Accept them. Enjoy them. Aho. Uh-huh. We are one.
Let's take a deep breath. As we breathe deeply, feel the flames that are in the middle. These flames are igniting all the colors of the rainbow, as Black Elk spoke about of what he had seen. Allow your mind's eye to go within these flames, to feel the center of the earth, to feel the core of the earth, to feel the movement and the silence in one moment. As we do that, we ignite each of the directions here within this beautiful temple of light. So we call upon the energies of the east.
Of the eagle. Of the new beginnings. And we call upon the energies of the south. Of the inner child, of the coyote. It reminds us to laugh at ourselves and not to take life too seriously. And we call upon the energies of the west, those energies of the bear, creating dreams into our daily lives. And the energies of the north, the buffalo, all the abundance in all things, in all ways.
ignite each of these directions with a beautiful calm of light that represents all that we do of the rays of God. See the flame in the middle now ignite to the east. And then we turn clockwise to the south. And it does the same. And again to the west. It ignites the calm in the west. It illuminates each of these beautiful animals of their spirit that is with us. And then to the north of the buffalo. And it completes the circle within. We call upon the archangels that represent each of these directions. The east, Archangel Uriel, calming the mental mind. The south, Archangel Gabriel, balancing the emotions. The west, Archangel Raphael, healing the physical body. And Archangel Michael, our protector and light. Feel these beautiful angels also being represented in this circle tonight. We also ask for the star nations, the Andromedans, Arcturians, Pleiadians, Sirian B, of the Great Bear star system, come forward and join the circle. Where are your strengths in this moment? In your mental body, your emotional body, your physical body, or your spiritual body? And then where are your weaknesses? Allow them to arise. Just one. So that we can purge and rejuvenate the inner self. Because in order to be the great leaders that we are being asked to be, we must find our inner power. Then it grows outside of us into the outer world. If we have a weakness in one of those areas, it will ignite, and the power that we are from God's light will be projected from the lower self. Let's take a deep breath. Feel these energies now igniting as the flames within the middle are all spinning. The flames on the outside are spinning, so each of these colors of light are ignited within each of the directions. Take a moment and allow your breath to allow your mind's eye to direct you. Where is the space that you need to be? Envision yourself walking down the stage. And now you're going to sit in the area where you need the greatest assistance. Your strength is already empowered. What is it that you need to purge or remove in order to feel more of that essence in any of your bodies? From the space that we are sitting, if we step downwards onto the stage, that will be the eastern direction. Envision yourself walking in a clockwise manner towards your left, around the entire circle, just as if we were in a medicine wheel together. Feel the physical essence of the east and the new beginnings moving to the south, and our emotional balance with a coyote. moving to the west of our physical healing in the bear, which gives us great strength, or the north to our prayers and abundance, which is the buffalo. And then continue walking until you find a place where you want to sit. Breathe deeply. Allow the essences of these beings, the animal totems, along with the archangels, to assist you in finding the balance that you need. And then we all face the flame in the middle.
We call upon Mother Earth, Father Sky, Grandmother Moon, and Grandfather Sun. Aho.
Aho.
We call upon the energies of the unified whole and the Great Spirit. We call upon the frequencies of the spiritual hierarchy, all the angelic realms, the ascended masters and lady masters, all the Christed beings, the Christed intergalactics, and the Christed inner earth beings, to join us in this circle. We call upon all the seen and unseen, the elementals, the gnomes, the pixies, and we here in Mount Shasta call upon the mountain people. We call upon the energies of all the natives who have walked before us. We especially call upon Black Elk, Sun Bear, the Sun Bear Tribe, Many Feathers, White Raven, Star Spirit Eagle, No Eyes, White Buffalo Calf Woman, Sitting Bull, Geronimo, and all the leaders who held and hold the traditions.
Aho.
Aho.
Let us take a moment and to feel these beautiful energies. Feel all the levels of creation. We also want to include the inner earth beings, the Agartha Network, and the Telosian City that represents our Lemuria and Atlantis, all the Rachel hands, the team of light that we work with that represents all these beautiful spiritual beings of the hierarchy that have assisted us so deeply to become whom they are in these moments. We call upon the light of the Great Spirit, of the creative source of oneness, to come down upon into this temple, from the light above to shine upon every soul that is here to receive their greatest gift in this moment, to assist them in their pathway, in their life circumstance, to help them give them strength, and to remove those aspects that they no longer need. As this grand temple represents oneness, we bring forth that energy of the cosmic great central sun, who represents all great central suns. Separately, they are the divine mother and father gods. We now bring forth their essence to assist in this transition that we're all going through at this time.
I am that I am.
I am the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God, as requested. What a beautiful existence in this moment within the temple. As each of us come together in the creation that we are within the oneness, as each of you are a spark of each of us, and we are each a spark of the Great Spirit, the creative source of oneness. And in this moment, in all moments, when you step into this creation, there is no mother, there is no father, there only is each of us in balance. And that is the beauty of what is occurring upon the earth at this time. It is not of the highest creation because it is taking a longer time to allow the energies to transition into the many souls inhabiting upon the lands of Gaia, but it is happening. And tonight we bless each of you with your own creative processes that are occurring within your world. We ask of you what it is in this moment of your transition that is the most challenging, the most difficult for you to accept. What is it that you are experiencing that seems to be overwhelming you? Because in the true essence, we want you to always be in balance. But yet the earth is so transitional at this time that what you have felt before is no longer you, but yet it still feels like you. And for some of you, it is, because you fully have not realized the potentiality of your light upon this earth and how to allow that to integrate within your physical self. The existence of what is occurring in these moments is beyond the comprehension of your physical mind. So we ask of you just to step back from that concept that flows within you, and just allow these energies to be. You've been asked to fully reflect on what needs to be removed at this time. Some of you may not know what that is, but yet there are conflictions going on in your world, or maybe just one. Doubt. Periods of despair, not understanding what you are going through. And I ask of you to know that you will never understand. Because from this point forward, there is no understanding of this world. The veil is very thin between the two worlds. So now you are allowing your true essence to blend within you. Allow your higher self to be the guide you have been looking for. And allow his or her essence to blend fully within you in this moment. As we speak in this moment, feel the movement of the stage that you are sitting upon. It is spinning in a clockwise manner. The reason it is spinning in a clockwise manner is to help you to remove those aspects more fully. It is like a healer coming to energetically work on you. The flames of God that are infused within each of the columns will allow this frequency of light to be removed from your being. Let us take a moment and to feel this essence occurring.
I am the Omni 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 Omni. Feel the purging coming out of your chakras into the flame in front of you, and allow it to just gently move as all the four columns behind you that are spinning will emit the energy from the back of your body, of your spinal column, and to allow the pushing to go forth to blend this essence. Allow this frequency to now shift within you. Runs, it runs through you and around you and within you, and feel now the purging is now complete. Now we come to the best part, allowing the frequency of light to fully be whom you are, feeling your I Am presence, your higher self, feeling all the aspects that are important for you to bring in from your I Am into your physical body. We of the Divine Mother and Divine Father, God of the cosmic great central sun, call upon all of energies of the creative source of oneness through all aspects of your world and the many worlds that you have traveled that are of the highest frequency of the 144 dimensions to now be infused within you through the flames of light. Allowing this essence to come fully within. Feel the essence spinning in the flames as you are spinning also on the stage, and all the columns around you are spinning, but you're grounded by sitting upon the stage. The stage represents Mother Earth, allowing these frequencies of light to fully blend within with the chant of awe, because that means you're receiving it in your heart. Pleased to be here in this moment. This is quite a different experience for us to be in this beautiful ceremony, and we thank you deeply. Breathe and feel that new essence blending within you. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am the cosmic great central sun, blessing each of you, holding you as we are one, one being of light. We are one. Greetings, it is I, No Eyes. It is my pleasure to be here this evening. It is very exciting of the entranceway of a black elk. I just have a few words before he will be speaking, as this is his debut within this temple. Some of you know me well, some of you don't know me much at all, but I know each of you. Any individual that comes in contact with Malarese or Michael truly is part of my essence. Know that what you are experiencing is assisting the divinity of this planet on a much deeper level than we ever thought could happen. As a Native woman that lived in the 20th century, I have seen so much, and I lived the pain of the Natives. But now I see the beautiful existence that is occurring upon this planet, as so many more are awakening to the dream that we always envisioned. White Buffalo Calf Woman will not be speaking tonight, but her essence and her purity is right here with us as she is smoking the pipe in this moment. So I ask of you to just bring forth any prayers to White Buffalo Calf Woman in these moments. Let us have some drumming. Going into the north. Before we bring forth Black Elk, I want each of you to fully now breathe deeply into your essence, into your consciousness that you are bringing forth right now. Where is your greatest strength? Now that you have purged. And I ask you to now arise and move in a clockwise manner, to go to the calm where you feel your strength is. Is it in your mental level, your emotional level, your physical level, or your spiritual level? And as we do that, you will see this is where your leadership abilities are going to come forth as we are assisting you with this. What does that feel like, being within that column of light that is your greatest strength? Because now you have removed the weakness that has stood in the way of your strength. And this is the power of a true light being. We used to call you warriors. Warriors are no longer part of this consciousness of oneness. There is no fighting. There is only the ability to bring forth the highest frequency of light. So I stand here in this moment with my beautiful colleagues, and am in deep awe of each of you and what you are doing. The earth at this time is going through tremendous upheaval. Darkness is leaving the planet. It may not seem like it is, but it is. And the more work that you do within yourself to create those higher vibrations and allow them to go to Gaia, the more that we will
Have a beautiful ceremony. Oh, congratulations. Congratulations, I do give to you. But I ask of you to go deeper. Because each level that you look at, it takes you into a deeper level of your own true essence. And this is truly what the energies speak about for this full moon. Call upon Grandmother Moon to assist you. Look at her and allow her to see that the illumination of her light that she is bringing forth onto the planet at this time is going to assist you to find the balance between your strength and your weaknesses, so that all things come together and bring forth that inner power that is you. It is my pleasure to walk with each of you. I now introduce the energies of Black Elk. Namaste. Wonderful moment in my creation to be here in this moment with each of you, to be acknowledged and accepted, but not only that, to see what you are creating. I say to many years ago, when I was still within my body, we struggled to find the peace. And I understand you as you learn different concepts of spirituality and allow yourself to integrate, to accept different thoughts of consciousness, and not be swayed one way or the other by either of them, but to see that all forms of creation upon this earth are still trying to find the words that you have accepted into your heart. Oneness. I spoke of these elements many times in trying to understand what each individual soul was trying to bring forth. I have been honored to watch over these two individuals known as Melarese and Mike White Raven and Star Spirit Eagle. Not only what they are bringing forth to each of you, but what they bring forth into their own existence. That is the truth of a great leader. When an individual can bring forth the teachings into their own divine self to know that there are flaws within that creation of the physical plane and to work through those elements of understanding knowledges brought forth by other souls. And then they can step into the world and teach it. And believe me, it is always a learning experience within a leadership role. So I ask each of you right now what it is that you need to bring forth into your own physical creation to help you expand more upon your strengths that will override your weaknesses
and help you to find the core essence of your beingness, so that you can then expand upon that and allow it to go out into the world. No leader is perfect. And this is the most important thought that any of you can have. Leadership takes strength. It takes a quality that is learned through many lessons, many timelines coming into wholeness. And even as that leader, when you are teaching others, you learn yourself so deeply. I am here for one reason this evening. I am asking to work with each of you. I am asking these two individuals to perform these rituals of ceremony to assist, because they represent oneness. They truly represent the ability to bring that forth into their own physical creation and to share it with each of you. It is not the words that make the difference. It is the energetics, the magnetics, the electrical frequency of the feminine and the masculine divine coming together into balance. It is about respect and about honorability. So I'm here this evening to honor each of you. And as I honor each of you, I call upon the Great Spirit in this moment to ignite the ability for each of you to comprehend what it is you are receiving through the energetics. I know you will try to listen to my words and to try and figure it out, but it is not possible to do so. Why? Because you have stepped into the world of spirit. When you step into that world of spirit and allow it to unfold within your physical body, that is when confusion can result. I ask of you to trust, to believe, and know that you have been guided to get to this certain point of time to receive in order to give. And that is the greatest message that I can give to each of you this evening, of stepping into this amazing temple of light that I have visited. My visit this evening has been tested without the physical knowledge of these two individuals. But once our interaction occurred, the doorways to their heart were completely open. And I shall do the same for each of you. Do not think about how it can be done, but it shall be. Each of you are assisting in the ability to bring forth this creation of oneness into your physical being. That is the true test of walking the native way. But in truth, what you are fully actualizing is allowing all parts of yourself to be part of this process. All the divinity of your lights, of your multidimensional self, of the times when you were native, the times when you were
white man. The times that you were on both sides no longer matter, because the only important part that we need to connect with is that we are one. And we shall bring this oneness into ourselves, because each of you have shown you can. You have shown that you can bring the Great Spirit into your heart and allow yourself to feel the divinity that is upon the earth, that is in within every human being and every living organism, in every animal and every plant and every stone, in every tree, every leaf. As the mountains upon the lands will speak to each other in exaltation of this light coming and arising the planet to a new world of existence. This is our journey together. And I am deeply honored to walk it with you. So I ask of you now to open up your heart as I give you a gift from Spirit. Breathing deeply, allow your heart to be completely open, to feel the beautiful essence of the balance of the light, to blend with the doors of the dark within your soul, to allow them to blend together so that there is only light that resides within your being, no matter what the circumstance, condition, or experience. You shall always remember to accept yourself in the light of the all. Ground it now. Allow this grounding. We are forever united in these moments of creation. It is my divine pleasure to be here with you. I am Black Elk. Namaste. Always. Aho. Mentale Anakwe. I am one with you. Okay, so now what we want to do is to visualize ourselves getting up from the circle and
You feel individuals giving you drums and rattles and all kinds of noisemakers. And what you're going to do is dance around the flames in a clockwise manner as we do some drumming. I want you now to ground this energy. And if you feel, if you're awake enough, tap your clothes or tap your hands. Or if you have anything with you, just be noisy. Feel the exhalation through the physical body. Everyone in the temple is now celebrating each other. Take a deep breath. It is I, White Buffalo Cap Woman. I have received your prayers. I take them to the Great Spirit. And now we turn down the flames and allow everything to go slowly down. The middle flame will continue through the next week if you would like to visit the Clarion Temple. I come just to say thank you and send you off with this energy of light. Know that your prayers are being received. When they come back to you, just as Melarese and Mike received the feather, they were not expecting it, but it was a gift from Spirit of the Light, to say thank you. Each of you will receive your own gifts, and when they become very tangible, you know you have stepped into the world of magic. Be the magic, be the prayer, be the abundance, because that is the gift unto yourself. Let us all arise. It's now time to leave out through the east and go up the steps through the temple. Thank you. Oh, hey, howdy, I'm the lonely army, no, hey, aho, hey, ha, ha. But yeah, I thank you with my heart, I thank you with my soul, and I thank you, Great Spirit, for bringing all of us together to experience this moment of unison. In deep gratitude, I am White Buffalo Catwoman. So it's now time for us to exit. You may feel the embrace of these beautiful beings of light, anybody else that you feel connected with. And just allow your hearts to be open. You may have also received your own gift for this full moon. As Noah, I'm sorry, White Buffalo Catwoman has said, please do return to the temple at any time. You can even intend to come here during your sleep time and rejoice in the energies. We thank everyone for participating. As we step, move up the steps to leave the temple, Yom Tias and Archangel Michael's warriors, give us farewell with a beautiful essence. Hugs to everyone. Heart-centered hugs. As we step down the steps, we're now going to go through the garden pathway across the Rainbow Bridge. And we gather together in a Merkaba vehicle. Take a deep breath and just feel yourself leaving this essence. But it will never leave your heart and your mind's eye. As now we center down through the multi-universal level into the universal level, coming downwards, descending back down, in through the galactic level, the solar level, and coming into the earth plane level, and then we split apart in our separate Merkabas and travel to your own location just by intending to be back in your physical body. Breathe deeply and feel those essences within your physical body. You can tap your fingers on your knees, your head, or your feet. Tap your feet as Michael will now bring the count down back to the fifth dimension.
Okay, let's bring that back down. 143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Just breathe that in and balance that energy out into your physicality. And down into Gaia. Thank you once again for being with us.
Thank you. Namaste, everyone. Happy full moon. Mm-hmm.